Well, obviously, safety has to be paramount, and that goes without saying. And I think that, I mean, if somebody is over, if they're driving up until they're 65 and they want to continue to drive until they're 70, obviously the matter should be decided by medical evidence. And I think that that's the only way that you can decide. And I know that both Aaron are struggling to get drivers. And we have many drivers at 65 who are in perfectly good health, and they want to continue driving, but because of the regulation as it is. So as I said, I think they should be asked to go to their, do a medical, and if the medical, and have that done perhaps every year. And if their health is good, then I don't see any reason why they can't, why they can't drive. I mean, people are allowed to stay on in other jobs, you know, quite responsible jobs, even some jobs in factories that involve machinery. They are allowed to stay on, you know, after the age of 65 or 66, if they're deemed medically fit to do so. So I don't see any reason why bus drivers couldn't do the same. Now, I am aware of people even not 65 that, you know, have had to hand up their license because of medical conditions, and that's perfectly understandable. As I said at the outset, safety is paramount for all people, whether it's school children or people travelling on other buses. But my understanding is that with Rural Link, that the bus drivers do not have to retire at 65. So I mean, they're driving the same size vehicles as some of the drivers that are driving the, we'll say, the school buses. So I would think that it comes down to the medical condition of the driver and not whether he's 65 or 66 or 68.
Yeah, there's a lot of merit in what you say, and it would help in some ways to alleviate the pressure that a lot of transport companies are under when it comes to finding drivers to fulfil these school runs, because a lot of it is part-time work where they might do a run in the morning and maybe another one in the afternoon when schools finish. So it might maybe suit people, say, that might be over the age of 65 and retired. It might be very suitable for them.
Absolutely. And I think where there are a shortage of drivers, and then you have maybe as well as that, somebody that's driving a bus, a school bus, maybe for 20 or 30 years, you know, and they're quite capable of continuing to do that. And, you know, it's a big blow to them to be told when there's no change in your physical or your mental health, and all of a sudden you're told you're finished, you know, you can't drive anymore. And somebody at 65, if they're in, even if they are in good health, they'll find it very difficult maybe to get another part-time job. So I think it works both ways. It works to the benefit of the driver who's in good health, and it works to the benefit of bus Éireann or whoever, whatever company are looking for the driver. So I think common sense should prevail, and medical evidence should be the deciding factor in it.